When I think of this year's theme, Journey of Words, Resilience and Bouncing Back, I think of my involvement with stuttering support groups and how they have taught me to be more resilient because of the sense that I am not alone in the challenges that I face in living with stuttering. And that these people encourage me through my personal struggles, when I struggle more with stuttering and with negative emotions, as well as when I'm celebrating a personal victory because I say what I want and keep talking, even if I struggle with stuttering. And I have found both other people who stutter and people who do not stutter but are very supportive of people who stutter. Who all comprise a wonderful community. And they have taught me that it's always okay to talk and to communicate regardless of stuttering. In that it is not your fault that you happen to have a stutter. Emotions and situations can make a difference and can lead to more disfluency. But it is still okay in those situations to keep moving forward and still talk and say what you want. And that we can recognize that it is a personal victory to strive every day to communicate to the best of our ability and say what we want, even if we stutter, and that we can give ourselves credit for the courage to still keep talking. And it is also important to practice compassion for yourself and for others, to seek to stay out of judgment and learn to let go. If there are people who refuse to try to be more understanding of your challenges, and to practice being kind to yourself as well when you have more difficulties. My recommendation for others in learning to be more resilient is to find the people in your life who support you and look beyond the stuttering to value all the other personal qualities that make you the person that you are. And my support groups have taught me the value of being there for each other, and that you can reach out when you need more support, or when you just need to talk, and that sharing personal experiences with a community who, with other people who can understand, also has value in learning from each other's coping strategies. Thank you for your time and listening to this.